2014, some Mazzy Star before that with a song called Cry Cry. Yeah, I started out, I already told you about Mac DeMarco, Johnny's Odyssey. From his now famous Sal days, I almost bought his couch. Oh, I didn't. I was looking at it. There was an ad in Montreal to buy Mac DeMarco's old couch from his apartment. It was pretty horrendous, but I was like, that'd be like a cool couch to have if I had a lot of room and could just people like hang out and be like, this is Mac DeMarco's couch. And I would have to get across the border. That'd be a strange explanation to be like, why am I bringing this really ratty couch across the border? It's like, Mac DeMarco, man. Every Quebecer should know about Mac DeMarco. Except for beef, ice. That, they would have no idea who Mac DeMarco is anyway. So, I might probably a little mix just to call that the show. We'll see how it goes. Hope we did enjoy. We just ended music. Next week we'll be doing the same book. It'll be a smaller segment and an essay about transition from medieval life to the Renaissance, to the Enlightenment. So, hopefully you did enjoy. I got plenty of public service announcements. And, yeah. And now Ted might be taking over for a slight bit. I'll be out of here, so you won't be able to call me, but you could reach out to me through the radio email that I set up just for the show. RadioLyceum@protonmail.com. RadioLyceum is all one word. That's RadioLyceum, just in case you wanted to know how to spell Lyceum, because it's not immediately obvious. @protonmail.com. And, so that's what we're looking for later on. I'm trying to put together some stuff for talk about, like some of the community around dance music. There's some artists that are coming to Montreal that have friends that work for, like Picnic Electronique, that I might like to interview and put together this piece. It's a 500-page book about the culture that came out many years ago. And there was a New York Times, New York Post. No, sorry, not New York Post. The New Yorker, I believe, author put out a book about it recently. I've seen some interviews. I haven't actually got a chance to look at the book. So there's a bunch of stuff out there. Plus a book that I read many years ago about the Berlin electronic scene, including the formation of Love Parade. It's a very interesting history. And there's a lot of Burlington history of dance music as well. That covers Sunday Night Mass and Pearls and Craig Mitchell and a bunch of other things. So that's going to take me some time to put that together. Yeah. Okay. Let's play a public service announcement. I'll get off the mic. We might play a little bit of mix afterwards. We'll see how it goes. And thanks for listening, guys. I got a few chats. No calls. Sometimes I can miss the call because the mic's facing away from the telephone. And there's no big flashing light anymore. So sometimes if I missed your call, I wasn't ignoring you. I can't always see the mic. I can't always see when the phone rings. So whatever. All right. Radio Lyceum, we're done. See you guys next week.
The dangers of texting while driving should be blatantly obvious, yet people still do it all over the world. Drivers assume they can handle texting while driving and remain safe, but the numbers do not lie. Drivers that use cell phones are 4 times more likely to get into crashes and cause serious injuries. Texting while driving causes over 1 million accidents per year and 11 teen deaths every day. You're about 6 times more likely to cause an accident than drivers that are intoxicated. This is from your Driving Safe DJs here at WRUV FM Burlington.
My knowledge increase, my memory reflect, my coast guard would say, a rumor, a mahocracy. A rumor, a mahocracy. Janode. It was Hyman who said, it's green and gold, it's the rainbow. The lion did crown the king. The lion did crown the king. In Addis Ababa, ha 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 ha, Africa. Jamie. 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 Jamie.